So growing up in my family, the holidays meant cramming all the kids into the back of the Mazda and driving about 3.5 hours to Grandma and Grandpa's house and then turning around and doing that over again. So they weren't really a big deal. They were kind of an ordeal for us. And as the kids all split up and went different ways across the country, we kind of changed our minds. We decided that this was a good chance for us to get back together and finally see each other about once a year or so. When I heard my brother was bringing his wife, my sister-in-law, over to my parents' house for Christmas, and my sister was bringing her possibly then fiancé, but definitely now husband, at the same time, right after a big motorcycle accident, I thought, perfect, I'm coming too. On Christmas Eve, after dinner, my family did something that we've never done before. We all got into a room, and we started talking. I think my parents planned this out well before we showed up, because they removed the TV from the room and added some extra chairs. All right, well, we're in the same room. We're not sure what to talk about, but my sister had an idea. About 16 years earlier, my mom bought her the wrong shoes. What? Oh, yeah. When I was 8, she bought me those Buster Brown shoes. Apparently, those were the in thing when my mom was a kid, but my sister did not want them. 16 years later, she's on the verge of tears, explaining how this was a bad decision of my mother's, and obvious evidence of how she could not care less for her children. Oh, wow. Is this real? Am I in an alternate universe? What is going on? That's when you bit me. Oh, that was your fault, Mom. So Mom bought her shoes, and the appropriate response is to bite her and draw blood in the middle of the street. Okay. And then complain about it 16 years later. Got it. My family is obviously crazy. To validate that, I looked over to somebody outside of the bloodline. My sister's possibly then fiancé, definitely now husband. There he is. Obviously, we'll both think this is crazy. But he's nodding along. Oh, yeah, tell her. Are you kidding me? Maybe there was some brain trauma in the motorcycle accident. I don't get this. But as a good middle child, I know what to do here. Diffuse the situation with something less traumatic. So, I heard there was a compound fracture. And success. We've changed instead from the very traumatic shoe shopping to, the whole compound fracture from the motorcycle accident. Done. So he starts talking about the accident and how he couldn't walk for a month, and it was a great thing that he lived with my sister because she was able to take care of him all day. That's when my dad stepped in. You what? You guys live together? Everyone knows they lived together. They lived in 4 different cities all across the country. We know this. But my dad has gotten into the Christmas spirit. Instead of being grumpy and temperamental like he usually is, he's faking it. That's how we do Christmas. So it's not a big deal. It's kind of funny to me, actually, when he jumps up and says, I can't tolerate this, and runs out of the room. To me, this is just faking it. Everybody knows this is a dramatic bathroom break. To everybody else, not so much. They all sat a little shocked, but we eventually got onto the story about the accident and so on and so forth, until my dad came back down the hall. And he was smiling from ear to ear with a shotgun in his hands. Cracked in half, and he's looking down to make sure it's not loaded. Right? This is a joke. We get it. Maybe the room was set up so that only I could see, because everybody acted surprised when he pointed the gun at my sister's, possibly then fiancé, but definitely now husband, and said, "You did what to my daughter?" Everybody, big uproar, pushed him out of the room like something was really going to happen, and basically sent him to bed. We didn't really talk about it much after that, so I'm not sure how everybody feels, but my now brother-in-law and my father seem to have a pretty decent relationship. So I think there was a lesson in this all. And that lesson, to me, comes from the fact that my mother bought my sister some shoes, and they rarely talk. My father pulled a gun on his future son-in-law, and they have a great relationship. And I know somebody else figured it out too, because this year my sister-in-law said, "Do not buy anything for any of my children this year."
Brian Balazs.